It's the will of God for us to live long. We should live long and we should live strong. Every day a healed day. Every day a strong day.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
What's keeping you from being happy, healthy, and healed? Join Gloria Copeland as she shares how to get out from under the pressure and into God's blessing. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory Healing School, a place to receive your healing.
So it's God's will for you and me to be healed, wholly healed. That's why He put every sickness and every disease on Jesus on the cross. I'm telling you, every one of them that there is, that you could possibly have. Jesus bore that when He bore your sin. He paid the price for us, spirit, soul, and body. There is nothing about me that's not been redeemed. There is nothing about you that's not been redeemed, including your circumstances. The blessing. What was the blessing? Everything good. Everything good. What was the curse? Everything bad. It says every sickness and every disease is under that curse. And then it says, Jesus Himself, say Himself. Himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. So the sickness and disease problem has been settled. Jesus settled it. The sin problem has been settled. Jesus settled it. The life problem has been settled. He got life for us. What do we call this life? Eternal life. How long is that? Long time. Jesus got long time life for us. And we can tell in the Word that it's God's will for us to live long on the earth and to be blessed. Hallelujah. If you think, I don't want to live long on the earth, I'm not having a good time, you're not doing it right. If you obey God and you live in the blessing, you enjoy life. Hallelujah. Why is that? God is good. He is. Psalm 145 says, God is a good God. And He knows what's good. He knows healing's good. He knows sickness is bad. So that's why Jesus bore the whole curse for us. You know, and under the curse, you read all the curse, and I'm telling you, they came up with some things there in the curse. But it says every sickness and every disease, even if it's not written in that curse, written down in the Bible, it's under the curse. Isn't that amazing how God can take care of you throughout eternity, really, with just words, anointed words, where He leaves no, you know, the Word leaves no place for the devil. And so the Word tells us to don't give Him anything. Don't give Him any foothold. If you give Him a foothold, first thing you know, you'll be having to live with Him. Give the devil no place. Amen? And that's the way we want to live. Now, I tell you, we've been after that. We endeavor to do that, to give the devil no place in our lives. And we've been living that way for a long time. Life is worth living. If you're here today and you think you've been thinking about suicide, I'm just going to end it all. It doesn't end when you leave your body. I mean, that's not the end. That's just the beginning of more eternity. So you don't want to take your life. You want to give your life to God. And let Him do something with it worthwhile. Amen? Glory to God. Now, I rebuke any thought of suicide off of anybody in this place in the name of Jesus, that is not the end of your problem. That would be the beginning of the worst hell you've ever known. No, suicide is not an option. I'll tell you what is an option. Give your life to God. He'll take it and do something with it. You say, yeah, but I'm in trouble. Well, God knows what to do with trouble. He can handle it. I'm convinced. I mean, I have friends in the penitentiary that I go, you know, I didn't know them before they went, but now that I've we ministered there, I know them. They're born again. They're filled with the Spirit. They're turned on. You know, when I go down there, I haven't been there in a while, but I haven't been in the cells in a while, but I was ministering there not, I guess sometime last year. Those girls are so turned on. They are so turned on. Texas prisons just, they have I started to say they have a rodeo, but I'm in a revival, but it's more like a rodeo. I'm telling you, they are turned on. We've been sending books, and other ministries have been sending books, and ministries have been going in there and going in there and going in there for years, and the Texas system allows that, and it's open to that. And it's amazing, you know, going there. I've spent time with the girls in death row, and you don't get to do, I don't even know if I could do it now, but in those days, you got to, we were in a room. There was 8 or 9 women on death row. We were in a room. We were all just fisting. And many of those girls now have been executed. But you know what? They're with God. They are with God. I mean, and we had good rapport. We had good communication. Why? Because we're born of God. We were all, every one of them were born again. Born of God. Filled with the Spirit. That old life was history. They won't ever have to face those charges again. They've been born of God. So it doesn't matter what your past is, what you've done in the past, because there is this thing in the Bible called the new birth. Amen? The new birth. The new birth. Hallelujah. We get born over again. Isn't it good that you don't have to stay the same way that you started out for the rest of your life? But we get born of God. The righteousness of God comes into us. Hallelujah. Most all of you are born again. Sickness and disease is under the curse. Every sickness, every disease, the Bible says, is under the curse. The Bible says Jesus Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. It says He bore our sins. When He bore our sins, He bore all the rest of the curse. We know that. Now we're going to take advantage of that today. Amen? We're going to take advantage of what belongs to us, and every person in this place receive their healing. The Scripture says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thy diseases, who healeth all," no, I said it wrong, "who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all," say all,
all
thy diseases, all thy iniquities, all thy diseases. You may have been a Christian and gotten away from God. You know you're not living right. This is a good time to get things right. He forgives all of our sins. He heals all of our diseases. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to receive our deliverance from sickness and disease today. With long life will I satisfy him, Psalm 91 says, and show him my salvation. So I read from that, it's the will of God for us to live long. We should live long and we should live strong. Every day a healed day. Every day a strong day. When it gets time for us to depart this body, this life, it'll be a good day. I mean, we'll be going from here to there. But we don't have to be sick to die. You don't have to give. You say, well, one woman said, well, if I keep getting healed, how am I ever going to die? Well, you don't need to worry about it. You don't have to be sick to die. What happens when you die? You, the born again spirit, or the unborn again spirit, you leave your body. And what happens to your body? It has no spirit in it, has no life in it, it's dead. You're not dead, you're just gone. But you make provision before you go to go to the right place. Amen. I've got a reservation in the good place. How come? Because I've made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And He's cleansed me from sin, and He's had me born. I'm born over again. Glory to God. What does the Bible say? Born of God. We're born of God. Hallelujah. So when we leave the body, we go to be with our God. Father, Jesus, that's my God. If you never get born again, when you leave your body, you go be with your God, the God of this world. He's a bum. He'll never do you any good. You can go to hell for Him and He will torment you forever. This is an easy test. Life is an easy test. It's an open book test. We go to God. It's His will for us while we live in that body to be healed. Jesus Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases in His own body so that we can be healed and made whole. It is the will of God for us to be healed. It is the will of God. Life is the will of God. Divine life. New birth is the will of God for us. Hallelujah. If you've never been born again, you're missing it. You're still on the wrong side over here. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and we choose. Satan's a liar. He's a sneak. He's a thief. He'll try to slip in and trick you and all that. But God just says, Jesus just says, here I am. I'm here. I paid the price for you. And we just receive Him as our Lord and Savior. And we have more life. Life becomes worth living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, wouldn't it be awful? I wouldn't even want to think about living in that old lifestyle of just the pits. It was about all I could say about it. It was the pit from the pit. Broke, unhappy, in debt, problems, pressure. But I've been redeemed. How many of you have been redeemed? We've been redeemed. We're a redeemed people. We've been redeemed from sickness and disease. Jesus did it Himself for me. Now, I set myself against sickness and disease. And I all the time, I believe for healing when I'm well. I don't just wait till I get a symptom. But if I have a symptom, which to tell you the truth is very rare, if I have a symptom, I rebuke it. I say, no, you don't, devil. You're not going to give me the flu. If I start sneezing or whatever, I say, no, you don't, devil. I'm not taking that. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You got to learn to be bold and talk to the devil and talk to things. Say, well, people will think I'm crazy. Well, you don't have to do it in front of people. But if you'll do it and you'll do it in faith, people will also think, that's the luckiest guy in the world. He just never has anything bad. We all get sick and he just keeps coming to work. No, he's not lucky. He's redeemed. He's redeemed. Say, I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I'm the healed. I'm the blessed. I'm the prosperous. My needs are met according to His riches in glory. Jesus. Bless the Lord. What a place to be, Lord. Thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you that we're healed, Lord. We thank you that we're healed. Glory be to God. I love walking with the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. That would be every disease here. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Exodus 23, 25, and 26 says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I, the Lord says, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shouldn't be any sickness in the midst of us. There shall nothing cast their young or be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. How many days is that? I don't know. However many days you want. However many days it takes to be fulfilled, I guess. The number of thy days I will fulfill. It's certainly not God's will for you to die young. And old gets older and older. I don't know. You might give it some consideration at 120 or so. If you had to go in the scripture and find a number that, you know, God did say his day shall be 120. Say, well, I don't know if I want to live that long. Well, you don't necessarily have to. But however long you do live, live well. Right. Live prosperous, live blessed on the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know how long I want to live. I'm believing. Here's what I really am believing in. And I know my faith's not going to change this time, but I'm still believing it. That I'm going to be alive when Jesus comes, and it won't be that long. I mean, I don't even want to live 100 or 200 or 300 years. I know that for a fact. I'm just believing that He's coming soon is what I'm believing. Amen. And I'm going to be ready. We're going to be ready. I'm telling you, we are going to have so much fun. So much fun. What about it, being caught up out of here all at one time? I'm telling you, Branson's got so many believers in it. They'll wonder what hit them if there's anybody left. Where is everybody? It's supposed to be the rush. Where is everybody there? The ticket windows aren't open. They're not selling anything. Where is everybody? Where are they? You know, they're... What about Faith Life Church? Is that building for sale? It's been empty for days. They must have moved. Reckon they couldn't pay their bills? No, their bills are paid. That church is paid. Glory to God. Do you know this is real? Did you know Jesus is coming one of these days? And we're going to all just be... it would be kind of fun to be in a believer's convention in some big city. And just everybody go out of there at once. Come to the big Fort Worth place down there. And they say, there's empty hotel rooms everywhere. Those people, they just went off and left their clothes. They left their dirty underwear here. What are we supposed to do with that? They're just, all of them. Hilton would call the other hotel and they'd say, where are the people? And they said, we don't know. They just left. They left everything. Their suitcases. Wouldn't that be fun to all go at all from one big place at one time and just create a stir? They'd probably say the spaceship came and got it. They'd probably say they were really far out, you know. They believed all kind of crazy things. I think they came and got them. Did you know it's going to happen? Jesus is coming one of these days. I mean, we're coming. He's coming to get us first. And we're just going to be out of here. They're not going to know. Somebody's going to know. I believe somebody will know because they've heard it somewhere what's happened. But think about Branson, how awesome that would be. You might not could even buy a hamburger in this town because all the believers are gone. Glory to God. I don't think it's going to be long, and I'm very excited about it. I'm believing it's going to be in my lifetime so I can just go up. I forgot now who this was, but one of the kids said, how are we going to go up? Are we going to keep, I think it was Billy's, one of Billy's grandchildren. Are we going to keep our legs together? Or how are we going to go up? Like an airplane? Might have been Cody. He's airplane minded. Like an airplane, we're going to keep our legs together? I don't know. Glory to God. You ought to think about these things. Get turned on about it. I'm expectant. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be great fun? And it's like it'll be like a vacuum. It'll be Hallelujah. But in the meantime, we have to take authority. We have to tell the devil what he can do and what he can't do. We have to say, no, you don't. You're not getting my body. No, I'm not having any sickness and disease. I rebuke sickness and disease. We've been delivered from it. Jesus himself bore the curse of sickness for me. Just the same time he bore sin, he bore sickness, he bore poverty, everything. Galatians says that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. You want to know what it is? You look it up, and it's every bad thing you can think of. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. I'm healed. Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I take my healing.
In
the name of Jesus, today's my day. Glory to God.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Suicide is not an option. It won't be the end. Suicide won't be the end. Give your life to God and let Him do something with it. Live out the full number of your days and let Him heal you and bless you and take care of you. But don't think about suicide, because we don't die. Our spirit man never dies. The spirit man's going to be living somewhere. He'll either be living in hell or he'll be living in heaven. And so suicide is not the end, but salvation is the end of your problems, hallelujah, because when you come to the Lord, then you've got somebody to help you. Now, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, maybe some of you today were thinking about taking your life. Oh, no, that won't be the end. That'll just be more hell than you've ever thought about. But what you can do is make Jesus the Lord of your life today. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. He never turns anybody down. He'll take your life. And you know what He'll do when He takes it? He'll change you on the inside first. You see, the outward things here are not really the problem. They manifest as a problem, but the problem or the answer starts right in here. And when we get born again, we're born over again on the inside. And we're born of God. Sin loses its place once we give our lives to the Lord and we begin to follow Him. Problems fall by the wayside because the Word's got answers to every problem. It's got healing for sickness. It's got peace for fear and all the bad things that can happen in your mind. So make a change. If you want to change, make a change. Just say, Jesus, you're it. I receive you as my Savior. Take my life and do something with it. And He'll do it. Now, and then you proceed on to learn, and we want to help you with that. We'll send you our free salvation package, a book. He did it all for you, just to get you started. Get in a good church. Learn how to study the Bible and actually read the Bible for yourself every day. It'll get you started on a walk with the Lord that will be good and exciting, and you'll be glad you're alive. In Jesus' name, let us know about it. We want to rejoice with you that you got born again, hallelujah, because we know what a difference it made in our lives. We've got that free gift for you. You are healed. This is free. We'll give it to you. If you want to know more about healing, just write us, call us, ask us for this free book. We'll give it to you. Listen, Jesus is Lord, and He cares for you, hallelujah. I'll see you again tomorrow, and remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you've made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland online at kcm.org. Remember to request your free gift, You Are Healed, a book by Kenneth Copeland. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Come to these exciting meetings. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, go to kcm.org.